Hi everyone, Namo Myo Renge Kyo. Thanks for being here. Today we're talking about rapture. Hell, hunger, animality, anger, tranquility, rapture. These six are the six lower worlds. What? Yeah, rapture is a lower world. And we're going to talk about why. Do you remember, and I don't mean to be rude here, but a lot of things happen as we go through puberty. In our young life, we go from watching and learning what our environment seems like to suddenly feeling like we don't want to be under the auspices of our ruling class, mother and father, sometimes older brothers, sisters, that kind of thing. We want to break free. So a lot of things happen in that time period, from around 11 years of age to, you know, for some people, late in their teens. But generally, it's in those, that group of 4 to 6 years, where we discover things like orgasms or profound accomplishments that we recognize in ourselves when we apply ourselves to something that we think that we may not be able to accomplish, and then suddenly, boom, it happens. Those kinds of moments, they're exalting, they're amazing, they're unique. And we seek them more and more. And why do we seek them more and more? Because they're so ephemeral, so temporary, so momentary. We try to extend that experience because it feels so intoxicating. How do I prolong it? And it, no matter what we do, we can't seem to keep hanging on to it. Right? That's rapture. And that word rapture and that sensation rapture has been co-opted, if you will, by many practices. Certainly by religion. But by many things. It's the mental urgency behind things like winning, right? To the point where today winning, get the W. I mean, it's become such a mimetic, right? All of it is based on this idea of momentary rapture. And I'm not saying rapture doesn't feel good. But the reason it's one of the six lower worlds is because A, it's a very temporary thing. It's actually an overstatement of something that's just uniquely exciting, profound. The first time you get a really complex examination in school and you achieve an A or 100% on, you're like, what? You know, he had to work so hard to get to that. I would argue that the rapture of that lasts longer. But I apologize, I'm being distracted by my little dog here, but my Buddha dog. She's a good girl, huh, Chloe? So rapture, yeah. Rapture is one of those intoxicating things in whatever industry. Maybe it's the first time you broke 6 minutes in a 1 mile run. Maybe it's the first, if you're an ocean swimmer, and you completed your first 1 mile swim with a bunch of people. Wow, right? There's all sorts of ways we can get to this adrenaline high. But it's a very ephemeral, very temporary thing. And in and of itself, cool. It's part of the samsaric experience. Why not have a little joy, right? The attendant stuff that comes with it, though, the problematic of it is the chasing of it, the intoxication of it, the, say it with me, attachment to it. Because then the next time you run and you run your mile in 7 minutes, or you can't make the 1 mile swim, it's just the water's too cold, you got a million reasons why you just couldn't complete it in less than whatever, or you had to be rescued, or the disaster of the next examination, and you know, you get a C or a D, what happened, right? Anything that you're chasing for that rapture and you fail can be devastating, can send you right into the worlds of hell, animality, so on, anger. So it's really not all of its measured status, rapture. It's actually quite an obstacle. Because, you know, learning, which is a higher world, realization sometimes can feel like rapture, right? When a subject, when you're studying and you're studying and it's not making sense and it's not working out, and then you read something else or you sleep on it and you get back to it and go, I get it. That can be rapturous. Rapture in the world of realization from learning. You see, we're constantly migrating through these, right? But if rapture comes from an activity that's based on anger, not so good. Kind of slows you down. Becomes an obstacle. So this is kind of a tipping point world. What are you conjoining it with? Just like tranquility wants to push every other world away from it, which just isn't life. Rapture wants to make everything unique and exciting, but that's not always appropriate. Be a rapturous bodhisattva. Probably could be useful. But that's just not the nature of rapture. It's just a high peak and then a letdown or an enticement, more dangerous even. Because it drags you away from the work of being excellent all the time. It's the problem of rapture. So, it is one of the six lower worlds, but as I will remind you, those are not static states. We're constantly migrating through all of these mental states, life conditions, constantly. So really what we're talking about is influence of certain mental devices, experiences. Right? That's why we're defining these as multipliers. No one's ever in just one state. We're always in a myriad states. We're always in 3,000 realms in each thought moment of life. 3,000 realms. So the question is, how many of those 3,000 are in the lower realms? And how does that affect and influence our experience completely? Right? If we're focusing and staying within the six lower worlds and bouncing around in there, we're going to have a lot of gloomy moments. Just the preponderance of ego and machinations and competitions, looking for that rapture, looking for everything to go quiet, getting back at people, feeling useless. Feeling superior, exercising power, getting defeated by power, right? This is all the world of humanity, or of samsara, of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance that there are higher worlds that one can be attaining, that one can be migrating one's experience to. These six lower worlds are the playground of misery. First noble truth, all life is suffering. All life within these six lower worlds is suffering. Only when you begin to engage the potential of your mind truly toward enlightenment, then you can start crawling out of the ooze of samsara. And that's where we're going next. Learning, realization, bodhisattva, Buddhahood. And learning, more specifically, Buddhism. Learning in general lifts you from the six worlds. And realizations from learning lifts you, right? Most people with a profound knowledge, we gauge sometimes with PhDs or master's degrees, but it doesn't have to be schooled knowledge, school in the parochial sense, but schooling in the education sense, right? As scholars of Buddhism, we are educating ourselves, achieving degrees in life condition. But the more you apply yourself, even a mechanic who applies herself in the machining of parts and the creation of solutions, becomes an augmented being, comes to realizations, maybe makes inventions that facilitate better whatever, that person travels in a larger sense of what she can be. Not just the six lower worlds, not always in misery, although it's a heavy bag of stuff that learning and eventually realization drags along with it. Buddhist learning and realization is a little stronger because it has as a goal Buddhahood, Bodhisattva life, right? Teaching, facilitating. We'll talk about that too. Takes a lot of work to be able to do that. And look at the amount of people it affects. So we'll get to that. Right now, though, we're in the six lower worlds. We've gotten to rapture. But that's the pinnacle of what we can achieve in the lower worlds of samsara. We're still attached to feelings, emotion, the body. So stay tuned. Things are going to change. Thank you so much for listening, participating. Like, subscribe, share. Let's grow this sangha with great appreciation and love. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks so much for being here. Bye-bye.